Okay. And our pastor, Pastor Victor Perez, is going to deliver to us the sermon about being aware, being self-aware. And it reminds me of the children's song that we used to have on our wall at home. Are you a Christian? If you want to be a Christian, be a sermon and shoes. Amen. And so, amen. And powerful, powerful Douglas, thank you. And glory to the Lord, that was fantastic. Amen.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, my brother Douglas. Yeah, you know, Douglas is a very humble person. He's a member of the Framingham Hispanic Church, and everybody loves him. He's here. Happy Sabbath. I am happy to be here again. I am happy to see different faces. Sister, you are welcome. We are family. I saw Marco here. Who say welcome, Marco? You know, he's here because he had the intention, the goal to learn English, but also to worship God. We ask, this is your family, Marco. Yeah, I would like to say thank you to Josiah. Where is Josiah? You know, Josiah is Maria's grandson. Josiah said to his family, I want to go to the church. Amen. Thank you, Josiah. This is your family. This is your chair. Yeah? Sophia, where is Sophia? Yeah, Sophia and the other Sophia. Yeah, thank you for being here. The topic for today, I can say you, that is the first time that I will preach this sermon. Through the whole week, I have been reading Ephesians again, again, and again. And for me, it has been so blessed to read that book that I want to share with you, not the whole book, but the first chapter, the first part of the first chapter. I would like to encourage you to read with attention, with prayer, the book of the Ephesians, because that can change your life. And that can change your worldview about who you are, who is the church, who is our mission. By the way, some people say that the relevant that Roman had for the reform in the 16th century with Martin Luther, the same relevant has the book of the Ephesians for the church today. I want to encourage you to read that book. I want to say thank you so much, Brother Douglas McLady, Irish last name. Yeah, thank you. By the way, Daniel's father and mom, they are here. Everybody loves your song. Yeah. He is very beloved here. Yes. That say a lot about you. God bless you. Okay. The title for the message today is Self-Awareness of Being a Christian. Please pay attention to this message, not because this is my message. Pay attention because I feel that this is the God message for you, for me, for our church. Because the huge question is who you are, who we are, who you are. I would like to invite you to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your blessing, for your salvation, for everything that you have done for us. We can put our life in your hands. We can ask you, we want to ask you your blessing and your guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In the professional and academic world, the concept of self-awareness is widely used as a key element for personal and professional growth. Self-awareness is the quality of having a clear and objective understanding of one's own personality, including thoughts, emotions, behaviors, strengths, weakness, outward perception, and outward impact.
That's very relevant topic in the academic, also in the professional environment, self-awareness. When you read Daniel Goleman, he had a called the father of the emotional intelligence. He said that the self-awareness is the key part, the principal part of the emotional intelligence. You know, he's very known author and psychology. And today, more than never, in the professional academic environment, that concept, that topic is every day more and more relevant.
It is the ability to see yourself with the objectivity of an outsider. It involves the ability to think accurately and soberly about yourself, to have sound judgment about yourself. To be self-aware is to understand yourself as you actually are.
Yeah, self-awareness is to understand yourself as you are actually.
Self-awareness implies recognizing where you come from, your values, your sense of mission, and the impact your actions may have on others. This allows you to align your actions with your values, make better decisions, and improve your relationships. It acts as a foundation for emotional intelligence, personal growth, and leadership, helping you to manage your emotions, increase your confidence, and develop resilience.
It's an important topic. Yeah. Who you are. Your self-awareness.
In essence, self-awareness is about cultivating a better understanding of oneself that helps you identify what needs to change, improve, or be leveraged to achieve a better life and greater success.
Yeah. We can say that is a picture, no? Personal picture. From inside and also or from outside, because our reflection leads us to understand who I am, but also the impression, the thought that other person have about us, and we confidently say, okay, you are working in this way, that's your strength, that you are weakness, also you need to improve this, you need to improve this, but also you have this potential. We miss that, and also we can realize who I am, who you are. In summary, self-awareness help up with
better decision-making, building stronger relationships. Self-aware people recognize how their behavior impacts others leading to greater empathy, better communication, and fewer conflicts. Professional growth and leadership, it allows you to be a more effective leader, gain more opportunities for advancement.
Yeah, not only professional, but also personal growth. I am planning to, that topic is very relevant for me because our goal must to be how I can be a better person. Yes? Because we cannot stay in the same position. Make sense? Always we need to try, we need to move forward for becoming a better person. Not only better professional, that is important, but in the end, the professional life pass, yes? You retire, but the personal growth, that will be lasting until when? Forever. Not only here in the earth, but that can make our destination. Yeah? That is very relevant topic.
Emotional control. It helps you manage your reactions, such as pausing to calm down before responding when you're angry. Personal growth and authenticity. It helps you understand your core values, leading to a more authentic and purposeful life.
That is the in academic, professional environment. But when we read the Bible, we can find that the Bible teaches us about self-awareness. How relevant is this topic in the spiritual area?
The Bible invites us to develop self-awareness of being a Christian. This requires self-reflection about our origins, our weaknesses, our strengths, our values, and our sense of mission.
Make sense? Yes.
When we look back and analyze our past, like the servants of God in the scripture, we find more than just a sinful condition, full of defects, mistakes, and failures. But Christian self-awareness, unlike the self-awareness of the academic or professional world, is not centered only on ourselves, but on who Christ is and what he's done in us, how his grace has reached us, and the privileged position we now enjoy in him.
Now we can make the difference, no? It's the same topic, but now self-awareness is not only me. It's not only about my past. It's not only about my strength. It's not only about my mistake, but also, my self-awareness in Christian is who is Jesus. Who Jesus have made for me. Because now, it's not only about me, it's also about Jesus.
The importance of self-awareness of being a Christian. When we lack self-awareness, we misunderstand ourselves, and that leads to misunderstanding God as well. Our pride blinds us with inaccurate ideas about who we are in relationship with God. A lack of self-awareness can also hinder our awareness of the hearts and lives of others, which impacts how we love and lead those around us. If we do not see and understand how we struggle to love God and others, we will not seek Christ to transform the way we love.
It's not only about me. Now, Jesus, God's love is part of my self-awareness.
It is true. We are once a certain way. We come from a past filled with mistakes. We were unclean. We lived in the pleasures of sin, but Christ changed our lives. Christ cleansed us. Christ has given us a new heart and a new mind. In Christ, we are now new creatures.
Amen. Because the Bible says, if you are in Christ, you are a new person. The past is over. Now, everything is new in Jesus.
The importance of self-awareness of being a Christian, a knowledge of self, particularly who we are in relationship with God, is part of God's good design for us. How we know and experience God directly impacts our ability to love and care for others. God created us to know him and to experience his love, and also to live in a loving relationship with others. In this sense, a lack of self-awareness as Christians not only can keep us from truly knowing God and his love for us, but it also prevents us from fully understanding our own broken condition, and at the same time, the wonderful potential we can reach in Christ and the great blessing we can become to others.
Amen. Thank you, Amanda.
The purpose of self-awareness.
Which is the purpose of the self-awareness in Christian life?
While self-awareness is essential and the lack of it can be dangerous, we must not pursue it merely for introspection. If we focus only on self-awareness, we may miss the reason God wants to develop it.
Why? Who I am, beside to Jesus. Who I can do? The Bible say, I can do nothing without Jesus. We can do nothing. But in the same way, the Bible say, I can do all things by myself. No, through Jesus. Jesus is essential, fundamental part in the self-awareness, in the Christian self-awareness.
Self-awareness should reveal how our fears, insecurities, anger, envy, apathy, self-righteousness, and other struggles prevent us from loving God and others freely and fully. Therefore, self-awareness is not the ultimate goal. It is a means to recognize our deep need for Jesus.
We need Jesus, yes?
Let us see how the Apostle Paul expresses it. From Spirit.
Thank you, Amanda. One moment, please. That now, you can read in the, here, it's fine. If you prefer, open your Bible. I want to invite you to open your Bible, because some people maybe cannot read from the screen. But this is the God message for you, for me, because it has been a blessing for me. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 until 14. Rico, with attention, please.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence.
Here we can find our self-awareness. Who you are, who I am, who we are. That doesn't, it's not only about our past. It's not only our me, our you. It's our God grace working in our life. What Jesus had made for me. How his love has transformed me. How my life has been changed from the past to the present.
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.
Amen. Who we are.
Self-awareness of being a Christian. Who are you? You are chosen by God to be holy and blameless before him.
Do you believe that? Who you are? You can read. You have been chosen by God to be holy and blameless before him. That is your identity. That is your self, my self-awareness also.
You are adopted as a child of the King of the universe through the blood of Christ.
Who are you? Who are you?
You exist to bring honor and glory to his name.
Do you believe that? Who are you?
You are redeemed and forgiven by the blood and the grace of Christ.
Amen. We are weak, but Jesus redeemed us. Who are you?
You have been given wisdom and spiritual discernment beyond what the world can understand.
Amen. Who are you?
You have been made aware of the mystery of his will.
Amen. Who are you?
In Christ, you're a co-heir of the entire universe.
Amen. Who are you?
You are sealed for salvation by the Holy Spirit.
We need to believe that. We need to proclaim that. We need to be self-aware that no, it's only about me. It's about him. It's about Jesus. What Jesus made for us.
2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul understood something that we must understand today. Many times we've been in church for years, yet we are not self-aware of what it truly means to be in Christ.
That can be our mistake. We can spend our whole life in the church, but never realize our real condition before of God, who we are. Satan say, you are sinner. Satan say, you are lost. Satan say, you can do nothing. But Jesus say other thing about us. The question is, we need to believe to Satan, or we are supposed to believe what Jesus say? What Jesus say about that? For Apostle Paul, that was very important topic. And he understood that the Christian that received that letter for the Ephesians, they didn't understand their real condition, their self-awareness. For that reason, what he say?
For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty strength. This power he exercised in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Amen. You know, he say that he's what praying for what? God gave them a spirit of wisdom, in some way that they can understand who they are. The question is, we, 2,000 years now, we need to pray for that also. We need to say, God, please, I need to understand who I am. Which is my real position in front of you? It's not about my past. It's about Jesus. It's not about myself. It's about Jesus.
The Apostle Paul prayed so that we may understand our glorious, privileged, and holy position in Christ, but not for boasting, rather to be humble, to live holy lives, to make better decisions, to relate better with our brothers and sisters, and also to live with a sense of mission.
It's important that? Yes. That can transform our world vision, that can transform everything that we can do, that can transform the way that we connect with our brother, our sister, but also that will transform our vision and our mission. Who I am, who you are, we are God instrument to bless Father. Who we are sinners. Yes, we need to understand that, but we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus.
Humble service in the body of Christ from Romans 12:3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you.
You know, we can make one or other mistake. In one side, we can say, I am not anything. I am This I am thee. I don't have hope. Go in depression? Yes? No. I am nothing. That is one mistake, one side. The other side, I am. And you? Stay away from me, because I am. What the Bible say? Self-awareness. Yes?
The Apostle Paul, you want me to read that again?
Yes, please.
Okay. For by the grace given in me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Self-awareness is not only an essential personal skill for social success, it is a vital quality for succeeding in life. The self-awareness of being a Christian is the first step to growing in God. When you see clearly, you live purposefully.
Amen.
Ellen G. White emphasized self-awareness as a crucial component of spiritual growth and character development, focusing on understanding one's strength and weaknesses through a divine lens. She urged introspection to identify areas of growth and reliance on God for self-control, rather than self-trust to overcome selfishness and improve character.
That is a devotional book. Huh?
Homeward Bound.
Who you are? Who? No, who were you? Who was I?
Unclean.
You know, in the past, who you were, who was I? You, like me, in the past, we were?
An enemy. Condemned.
That's right.
Destined to die.
Is right that? That was where? In the past. But now, who are you? Now, who we are?
A person washed by the blood of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Who we are?
A person forgiven by the blood of Christ.
Amen. Who we are?
A person redeemed by the blood of Christ.
Who you are?
Adopted in God's family by the blood of Christ.
Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Amen. Who you are?
You are co-heir with Christ of the eternal kingdom.
Who you are?
You are part of the body of Christ by the blood of Christ.
Amen. Who you are?
You're a citizen of the heavenly kingdom by the blood of Christ.
Who you are?
You are sealed for salvation by the Holy Spirit by the blood of Christ.
Amen. Who you are?
You are a holy temple where the Holy Spirit dwells by the blood of Christ.
Amen. We are a holy temple, and God dwells in means of us.
Peter, the former uneducated fisherman, defined our true self-awareness in Christ as an even more beautiful, powerful, and compelling way in 1 Peter 2:9.
That is wonderful.
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
Amen. Who we are? We are chosen people. Amen? Who we are? We are royal. Who we are? Who we are? For what? Declare the praise of Him who called us out of the darkness into His wonderful light. Who we are. We need to realize our self-awareness in Jesus. No, it's who you think that you are, but who Jesus that you are. It's not about you only. It's about Jesus.
The self-awareness of being a Christian leads us to be grateful to God and to show love and empathy towards our neighbor. The self-awareness of being a Christian requires that we identify the spiritual gifts God has given us and ask Him to use us so that others may also experience the hope and joy that we have.
Yeah. In the human perspective, we are common person, yes? But in God's eyes, you are special. You are special. We are special. God has given us His Holy Spirit. We have been sealed for God for this safe.
John Newton, author of the hymn Amazing Grace, expressed the concept of self-awareness of being a Christian in a powerful way.
You know, he was bad man. Bad man. He trafficked with the human being, a slave. But Jesus transformed his life. And he expressed through these hymns his self-awareness. Who he was, but now who he is. In the same way, we need to understand that no matter what we were in the past, no matter what we did in the past, now we are new in Jesus.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now found, was blind, but now I see. Thank you. that taught my heart to fear and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
You are. Who we are.
Jesus Christ invites us to come to him, to draw near through his word, so that we may fully understand his heart. He desires for us to behold his glory and rest in his love.
Amen.
As you do, you will have, he will give you wisdom and understanding, making you more aware of your own heart and the hearts of those around you, so that together you may grow in love for him and for one another in life-giving and God-glorifying ways.
Amen. Now, when you leave from this sanctuary, you need to proclaim, I am God's child. Amen. God loved me. I am redeemed for the blood of Jesus. Now, I am moving forward, not for the dead, but for everlasting life. Brothers and sisters, this is the God message for you. That has been the God message for me through this week. I hope that everybody here can be blessed thinking about this relevant, important topic. May you stand up, please. Thank you, Douglas.
Our closing hymn is going to be hymn number 337, Redeemed, How I Love to Proclaim It. Forever I am redeemed.
Let's pray.
Dear Heavenly Father,
like the Apostle Paul 2,000 years ago, we ask you a revelation about who we are. A spiritual revelation about everything that you have done for us. A spiritual revelation about our wonderful position before you. Not by ourselves, but through Jesus. Please bless everybody here. Strengthen our spiritual life. We ask you that your Holy Spirit can stay working in our life, using us for proclaiming your place before the people around us. We don't know the exact situation, emotional situation, spiritual situation of everybody here, but you know us. We ask that your love, your mercy, can cover every life, every heart, every mind in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, family. Remember, everybody here invite to share with us the wonderful meal. We wait to see you. Amen.